to Nam. From what I had heard, the fighting was almost over anyway. Our next stop was Osaka, Japan, and I slept most of the way. We landed at a commercial airport because of some kind of disturbance for military facilities. It was supposed to be a change of planes, but they didn't have another plane available until the next morning. A tall, square-shouldered first lieutenant gave out meal tickets, and we were told we could use them at the airport cafeteria. The people at the cafeteria were civilians, and they didn't want any part of our meal tickets, even though a sergeant tried to explain to the head of the cafeteria that the U.S. Army would redeem them. Two corporals made some noise about taking the cafeteria over. What finally went down was that we all bought our own dinners. Typical Army. We spent the rest of the night sleeping on benches in the airport. A lot of Japanese civilians gave us the once-over. I bought a few souvenirs to send home, a little parasol for Mom, and some Japanese comics for my brother Ken. By morning, the cafeteria mess was straightened out, and we ate anything we wanted. I talked with Judy at breakfast, and she told me how she had wanted to be a garbage man when she was a kid. "The trucks were just the best things I had ever seen in my life," she said. She had an order of scrambled eggs and bacon, and a small mountain of toast that was disappearing quickly. When I found out I couldn't be a garbage man, I settled for being a movie star, but it was definitely second best. She asked me what I had wanted to be when I was a kid, and I told her that most of the time I had wanted to work in a drugstore and wear a white coat with buttons on the shoulder. "Yeah?" She shook her head approvingly. "That's what I like about you, Perry. You know all the good stuff, and buttons on the shoulders are definitely the good stuff." When the plane took off for the final hop to Vietnam, the conversations got quieter. Everybody who could was looking out the windows. "Okay, listen up." A sergeant stood in the aisles with a clipboard. "We're scheduled to arrive at Tan Son Nhut, the Republic of Vietnam, at 1400 hours. When you deplane, you will form four ranks in the area designated by Lieutenant Wilson. There will be no grab ass, no excessive running off at the mouth, and no wandering around. Is that clear?"
"Yes, Sergeant,"
came the familiar chorus.
"You will have your gear ready to deplane the moment we touch down. Is that clear?"
"Yes, Sergeant."
I had to go to the John. I thought about it for a while and looked back toward the plane's Johns. Too late. The line already stretched halfway down the aisle. It was 1320 hours, 20 minutes past 1 o'clock civilian time. We'd be in Nam in less than an hour. I thought of writing Mom and took out my paper. All I could think of was the date, September 15th, 1967.
"Hey, Perry."
Judy was leaning over my shoulder. "How's it going?"
"Okay. Look, I just found out the nurses are going right to Chu Lai. I just wanted to wish you luck."
"Hey, thanks." I shook her hand. "Where's Chu Lai?"
"Who knows?" she shrugged.